Baltimore's new top cop has been on the job for about a month now and has spent much of the time getting to know his new city. So what has he learned? Let's find out. We are pleased to be joined on the WBAL Newsline this morning by City Police Commissioner Anthony Batts. Good morning, Commissioner.
Good morning, Mr. Franco. How are you doing?
Okay, I'll put the exact question to you. What have you learned over this last month? I know you've been out on patrol.
Well, I've learned a lot of great things. I learned what a beautiful city this is. I learned about the beautiful architecture, our very rich tapestry within our city with very different neighborhoods. And I really had a chance to get to know the police officers, the men and women who go out there day after day and have dedication to the city.
What are we doing right? And maybe more importantly, what have you seen that has made you think, I have to fix that? It's not quite right. It's not what I want.
Well, there's a lot of good things going on. I think the last commissioner did a great job of building a foundation. Some of the things that I want to work on is taken from the foundation that the organization, not only Commissioner Bielefeld, but the men and women who are part of the command staff and organization have built. Some of the policies within the organization are a little outdated, and we have to bring those up to speed.
Such as what?
I think just an array of things. Most policies need to be, they shouldn't be older than 2 years old. We have some policies going back to 1977. Haven't been updated. We have a lot of different policies that I'm going to have slimmed down to focus on one. I want to get the officers more out of the cars, contact with the community, being part of the community, looking at a more robust community policing philosophy within the organization as a whole.
The previous commissioner grew up as a cop here on the streets of Baltimore, and he had a reputation as sort of still having some street cop in him. It wasn't unusual to hear reports that he had arrested people at some point or another, you know, almost run-of-the-mill arrests. Is that your style, too, or are you going to leave the arresting to the other guys?
Well, probably a little of both. I still enjoy the job. I love the job, to be matter of fact. Wearing a uniform and being a part of a police department is where my heart is and always has been, and my heroes are police officers. I was out there on Halloween for about 4 or 5 hours, and I enjoyed being out there. I enjoyed the interaction with the community and citizens. I was out a couple other times prior to get the feel for the different parts of the city, the more troubled parts of the city, what we're doing, talking to the officers, talking to residents out there. So you'll see me out there quite a bit. If I had a chance to arrest someone, I'll give it a try, but my skills are not as sharp as they were 30 years ago.
You came here from California, where anybody who's ever been out there knows that the vibe in California is completely different than it is on the East Coast and here in Maryland. Is good police work universal, or is it necessarily going to be different for you here than there?
I think the bottom line is police work is police work, no matter where you are. And you have good police officers on both coasts. The bottom line is that you have to have a good connection with your residents, your citizens, because they're the ones who are going to tell you about the crime. It's not like you see on TV that you have a police lieutenant who walks out of from his or her desk and picks up a piece of hair and an hour later solves a crime. The reality is that you have to have that connection with your citizens. They have to come forward. They have to tell you about the license plates, where the person lives, what he looks like, his or her description. And then it's just good police work from there. So that doesn't change. The styles and the culture may change a little bit, but the bottom line is that you have to get out there, put your nose to the grindstone, and have a good connection and track things down.
Well, Mr. Commissioner, we hope we'll be talking to you many more times in the months ahead. Thanks for joining us this morning, Baltimore City Police Commissioner Anthony Batts.